Today's question, what country imports more goods into the U.S. than any other? The answer may be a surprise. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 7th day of February. Thanks for being with us. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is starting to give hints about the rate cut calendar. We'll tell you about that. We've got a couple of stories about drugs. First, the Drug Enforcement Administration does a 180, and then two drug companies comply with the price of insulin. It seems that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are good for business, oh, and maybe even football. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Disney is taking a cue from Netflix on password sharing. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend a little time with us today learning about some of the big business news headlines. Want to reach us on X, formerly Twitter? It is at IOB_NewsHour. We're on Threads at Insight on Business. And yeah, our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. We think most folks would think that China was the main importer of goods into the U.S., but that is no longer the case. The leading importer is none other than Mexico. The AP is reporting that for the first time in more than two decades, Mexico last year surpassed China as the leading source of goods imported into the United States. The shift reflects the growing tension between Washington and Beijing, as well as U.S. efforts to import from countries that are, well, friendlier and closer to home. Figures released by the U.S. Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported into the U.S. from Mexico rose nearly 5% from 2022 to 2023 to more than $475 billion. At the same time, get this, the value of Chinese imports tumbled by 20% to $427 billion. The last time that Mexican goods imported into the United States exceeded the value of China's imports was back in 2002. It would also seem that corporate America has decided that China President Xi Jinping is, in a word, unreliable. Wall Street had a pretty good day, with the three major indexes all ending the session in the green. I'll have those numbers and more coming up real soon. Much of the Wall Street excitement can be pinned on what Fed Chair Jerome Powell told 60 Minutes during a recent interview. Powell said that rate cuts could start as soon as May. Despite concerns about inflation, Powell remained optimistic about the nation's job market and overall economic condition, dispelling any immediate recessionary fears. He said, quote, "I do think the economy is in a good place," end quote. That's what he said during the interview, emphasizing that he believes there is ample room for improvement. Our bet? Well, our bet is that rate cuts will begin sooner than May. We're looking at April, and we shall see. Yes, U.S. agencies can change their mind. The Associated Press is reporting that the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is allowing one of the nation's largest wholesale drug distributors to stay in business, reversing an earlier order stripping the company of its licenses for failure to properly monitor the shipment of tens of millions of addictive painkillers blamed for fueling the opioid crisis. As part of the settlement, Morris and Dickinson Company agreed to admit wrongdoing, comply with heightened reporting requirements, and surrender one of its two certificates of registration with the DEA. The Shreveport, Louisiana-based company, which has around 600 employees and generates about $4 billion a year in revenue, also agreed to forfeit $19 million. Morrison Dickinson said that it looks forward to future growth now that a case that threatened to put the 182-year-old company out of business has been resolved. In more drug-related news, Minnesota has reached a settlement with Eli Lilly and Company in a price-gouging lawsuit against the country's three biggest insulin manufacturers that guarantees that Minnesotans can now buy Lilly-produced insulin for only $35 a month for the next 5 years. The news comes from Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. The settlement is likely to benefit as many as 500,000 residents, whether they have insurance or not, and it covers all Lilly brand named insulin products. Litigation remains pending against two other manufacturers named in the 2018 lawsuit, Sanofi Aventis and Novo Nordisk. The American Diabetes Association says that more than 8 million Americans use insulin, which the body needs to convert food into energy. While Lilly and other drug manufacturers have taken steps to help diabetics cover the cost of their insulin, and Minnesota adopted an emergency safety net program for diabetics back in 2020, Ellison said the settlement provides better guarantees for patients that their out-of-pocket insulin costs will not exceed $35 a month beginning immediately. If you remember, as part of President Biden's historic Inflation Reduction Act, nearly 4 million seniors on Medicare with diabetes started to see their insulin costs capped at $35 a month this past January, saving some seniors hundreds of dollars for a month's supply. But in his State of the Union, President Biden made clear that this life-saving benefit should apply to everyone, not just Medicare beneficiaries. And now, it seems to be working. The NFL world has not seen anything quite like the excitement surrounding the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce relationship, and it seems good for business. The AP is reporting that there are ignitable cakes. You heard that right. Ignitable cakes, which burns away a Kansas City Chiefs logo to reveal pop superstar Taylor Swift's image underneath. Prayer candles feature the Grammy winner and her star tight end boyfriend, Travis Kelce. Sweatshirts are emblazoned with Kelce's best catch and go, Kansas City Swifty. With the Chiefs preparing to face off against the San Francisco 49ers in Kansas City's fourth Super Bowl appearance in 5 years, stores can hardly keep stock of any of the caps, sweatshirts, and other odds and ends, and some are odder than others, commemorating the sports and pop crossover romance. Beyond all the dramatic and romantic hoopla, we should not forget that there's an actual football game going on. 73% of adults say that they plan to watch the game this year, and that's about 10% higher than in previous years. And the romance that's been dominating headlines throughout the NFL season might be helping drive interest as more women tune in. Why? Perhaps to see if they can catch a shot of Tay-Tay and Travis. Wall Street had another good day with the Dow closing up by 156 points at 38,677. The Nasdaq bounced way up by 147 points to end the session at 15,756. And the S&P 500 closed just short of 5,000 today, gaining 40 points to close at 49.95. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was up by 80 cents at $74.11 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.115%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how Disney Plus is borrowing a page from the Netflix playbook. The Verge is reporting that Disney Plus is making good on its promise to crack down on U.S. subscribers who are sharing passwords. The company is sending emails that describe its new terms of service, which go into effect on March 14, saying it may assess subscribers' compliance with the new limitations. The restrictions, which took effect for Canadian subscribers last November, follow a similar announcement from Disney-owned Hulu just last week. The updated terms are already in place for new Disney Plus subscribers, but neither Disney nor Hulu's updated terms of service explain how the platforms will identify people who are in violation of the agreement. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that have put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.